today on Revival Radio with Pastor John Miller.
Jehovah Raha, the Lord my shepherd. Think about that. This self-existent God, this timeless God, this self-sufficient God, this eternal God, that he would condescend to become my shepherd. What an amazing concept. That God would take me as his own and be my shepherd, feeding me, leading me, protecting me.
Sheep are incredibly needy animals. They are defenseless, helpless, and prone to wander. Without a good shepherd to guide, protect, and provide for them, they wouldn't last long. And today, Pastor John describes how each of us is like a lost sheep in desperate need of a shepherd. And God, in his gracious love for us, sent Jesus from heaven to be our good shepherd. If you've put your faith in him, he'll guide, protect, and provide for you as a shepherd does for the sheep he loves. Now let's join Pastor John in the book of Psalms, chapter 23, as he begins his message, "The Lord is my shepherd."
I want us to read together the 23rd Psalm. So not just listening to me read it, but we're going to all read it together. I know we have different translations. I'm reading from the only true Word of God, the King James Version. I'm kidding. I shouldn't have said that, but I am kidding. But the Pew Bibles are New King James, and we're going to read together. So let's read out loud together, beginning in verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 23 has been called the Pearl of the Psalms, a nightingale singing in the world's night of loneliness and need. And the thing that amazes me is that Psalm 23 was penned over 3,000 years ago. Think of that. Over 3,000 years ago, David penned this psalm, and yet it is as fresh and as relevant and as comforting as it was the day that David penned these marvelous words. I believe that everyone loves this 23rd psalm. You know, for many, it's the first piece of scripture that we put to memory. For many, it's the last scripture that is read before they die or at the graveside. But Psalm 23 is not about death. Psalm 23 is about life. Psalm 23 is about how the Lord our shepherd leads us and guides us and provides for us and takes care of us. So it's a psalm, I believe, of life. Now, we need to ask the question, what are the Psalms? As we are going to be spending the next 6 weeks in the book of Psalms and Psalm 23, we need to ask ourselves, what is this Psalms that we have in our Bible? Was simply stated, they are songs. They are Hebrew poetry, and they were put to music, and they were originally sung. They were the Psalter, or the songbook of the Hebrews. Now, the majority of the Psalms were written by David. Now, when David wrote Psalm 23, we are not sure. Some think that he might have written Psalm 23 when he was a young shepherd playing his harp out in the fields, and quite often we see that portrayed in artwork, the picture of a beautiful pasture land and the big tree and the rock, and David sitting on the rock and he's strumming his harp, and the sheep are kind of grooving with him, you know, as he plays his harp. And by the way, his harp was plugged into a Fender amplifier. It was an electric harp, and he was jamming with the sheep, and he's out there in the wilderness, and they're worshiping God. But it could be that David wrote it as a young boy, and he saw his love for the sheep and his protection for the sheep and his care for the sheep, and he was reflecting all that he was to his sheep. God was to him. But the idea that God is our shepherd is pretty common throughout the scriptures. Or it could be that David wrote this in midlife. When David was in the heat of battle, maybe when David taken his sling and he killed Goliath. And David maybe wrote it when he was fighting in the battles. So some feel that it was when he was playing his harp. Some feel that it was when he was wielding the sword or the sling. Or maybe perhaps David wrote this psalm when he was in his sunset years. He was wearing the crown. Now, as I said, we do not know when David wrote Psalm 23, but if I were going to put it into a movie, I would have the psalm penned when David was an old man. And I picture David sitting on the throne wearing his crown. He maybe isn't still playing his harp, his sling is long gone, the sword has been laid aside, but he's wearing the crown. His hair is gray. I'm getting old, and we get old, and sometimes when you get old, you get sentimental. And there's more behind you than there is ahead of you on this earth. And you're looking forward to heaven, but you look back and you remember all the way the shepherd led me. I look back at my childhood, and I look back at my parents, and I look back at my family, and I look back at my conversion, God calling me to ministry, and all the years that I've been a pastor, and how God, like a shepherd, has led me. And so I picture David, gray hair, the silver crown upon his head, and he's very old, sitting in his cedar palace, and all of a sudden, David just begins to be filled with joy. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. He led me and guided me, and he began to sing this psalm as he composed this song that would be sung to music. So whether it was the harp or the sling and the sword or the crown, we do not know, but we do know that David was the author of Psalm 23. Now, we know David because he was the shepherd boy who became the king of Israel. And we love the story when Samuel the prophet went down to the house of Jesse to find the new king, and Jesse paraded all of his big, handsome, brawny, strong boys before the prophet, so proud as a father. Maybe Eliab, he's my eldest, he's strong, he's good looking, look how athletic he is, you know, and he plays football, this is a great kid, he can be the next president, the next king of Israel. And one by one, as Samuel thought, this is the man, God spoke to him, said, no, I don't look as men look on the outward appearance. But God told him, I look on the heart. None of these are whom I have chosen. And so Samuel said to Jesse, he said, do you have any other boys? He said, well, yeah, the runt, David, but he's out there watching the sheep. Actually, David was the youngest. He was just the runt of the family, and he got the job of watching the sheep, and Samuel said, we're not going to sit down until you've called him. So they ran to get David. And what was David doing? Naturally, he was watching his sheep. He was watching his sheep. And David, Samuel, the prophet, is at our house, and he's calling for you. Me? David? He wants me? Yes, he wants you. Come quickly. And as David approached, the prophet heard from the Lord, this is the man, arise and anoint him. And you can imagine that Jesse and his sons were awestruck as they saw this prophet stand up, take the cap off of his horn of oil, and pour it on little David's head as the oil ran down. And the Bible says that he was ruddy and of fair countenance. So it's believed that David actually had red hair and freckles. So picture this little red-haired, freckled kid, you know, ruddy of countenance, and he has this oil just pouring down over his head, and that God had called him from the sheepfold to be the shepherd of the nation of Israel, and then to pen what has been the most beautiful song ever written. All the volumes, all the books that have been written cannot compare to this one little psalm, six verses, that has brought so much comfort and hope and strength and encouragement to God's people for over 3,000 years. So David cries in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Everything that David had been to his sheep, God had been to him. This is a psalm for all ages. This is a psalm for the young, for the middle age, and for the elderly. Now, there are two graphic pictures of God's intimate relationship with his people seen in Psalm 23. Some people see three images, the shepherd, the guide, and the host. Some see one image, the shepherd. I see two images here, and we're going to take it from that perspective. First, there is the shepherd and his sheep, verses 1 to 4. Then there is the host and his guest, verse 5. And then verse 6 is a summary of the psalm. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will what? Dwell in the house of the Lord for how long? Forever. So first he is the shepherd, we are his sheep. Then he is the host, and we are his guest. Now today we're introduced to the main theme of the psalm, and it's in verse 1. The Lord, my shepherd. Now in the Hebrew, that's the way it would read. It would read, the Lord, my shepherd. But who is this Lord, my shepherd? I want you to notice in verse 1 that the word Lord is all capital letters, L-O-R-D. Now, why is it in all capital letters? It's in all capital letters because in the Hebrew, it's what's called a tetragrammaton. It's just these four letters, Y-H-W-H, no consonants or no vowels. Why? Because they felt the name of God to be so holy that it should never be pronounced by human lips. And so when they would come to this name, Y-H-W-H, it had no consonants or vowels. They didn't really know how to pronounce it. They would just bow their head and they would just say the name. Now, it's probably pronounced Yahweh, but we can't be sure. And in our English, we have come to give the word Jehovah. You've heard the word Jehovah. Well, it comes from this Y-H-W-H, Yahovah. But what does it mean? It means to be. So it's the idea of God as the becoming one. And it conveys the idea of God's self-existence, timelessness, and self-sufficiency. Now, I realize that these are things that are hard to grab a hold of and understand. But when we think about God, we need to think that God is self-existent. He depends on no one. If you ever hear a preacher say, God needs your money, forget about it. God doesn't need anything. God doesn't even need you to worship him. God's, oh, I really need you to worship me. No. God doesn't need anything. He gives to everyone life and breath and all things. He's the source, he's the sustainer, and he is the goal of everything. This idea that God needs me or God needs my help. You know, if God needs my help, God's in big trouble. If you need my help, you're in big trouble because I'm a flake. But God is trustworthy. God is the eternal, all-sufficient, self-sufficient, timeless God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. Remember when Moses was called by God from the burning bush? And he saw the bush burning and he had to take his shoes off, and God began to speak from the bush and said, Moses, I want you to go to Egypt and command Pharaoh to release my people. And remember, Moses said, well, who shall I say has sent me? I can't just go back and say, hey, a bush sent me. Not only a bush, a burning bush sent me. They'll think I'm crazy. So what was God's response as he spoke to Moses from the bush? I am that I am. You tell them, I am has sent you. You go, what kind of a name is that? Well, at least it's not I was. God's not the great has-been in the sky. It's not I will be. It's the eternal I am. Now, the best way to understand this concept of God, the great I am, is to understand that it is God saying, I am whatever you need. Now, with this name, Jehovah or Yahweh or Jehovah, we have in the Bible what are called the compound names of God. We'll have to do a sermon series on the names of God sometime. But let me mention a few of them. What has God become for us? If you need peace, He is Jehovah Shalom. That's the compound name of God. That is the I am your peace. I need peace. I want peace. I want the peace of God in my heart. Well, the Lord is my peace. If you need provision, He is Jehovah Jireh. And by the way, all these compound names of God and more are actually seen in the soul. That God provides and God protects and God heals and God restores. He's Jehovah, our provider. Jehovah Jireh. God is my provider. Now, this concept of Jehovah Jireh, the word actually means God sees. And wherever there is God vision, there is God provision. The word Jehovah Jireh has come to mean God provides, but its origin, it actually means God sees. And the inference is wherever God sees, God provides. You know, sometimes when we pray, we want to inform God, God, do you see what's going on down here? God, do you know what's happening? Like God's, oh, no. Aren't you glad when you pray, you don't hear God go, oh. Or God never goes, wow. God sees, God knows, God understands. And God provides. How many of you have ever experienced the provision of God in your life? Over and over and over and over again. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is my peace. But in our psalm, verse 1, we have Jehovah Raha, the Lord my shepherd. Think about that. This self-existent God, this timeless God, this self-sufficient God, this eternal God, that He would condescend to become my shepherd. What an amazing concept. That God would take me as His own and be my shepherd, feeding me, leading me, protecting me. Now, if the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Raha, then the inference is we are His what? Bah. We are His sheep. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not flattering. Sheep are dumb. Sheep are dependent. Sheep are defenseless. Sheep are dirty. And sheep lack direction. You calling me a sheep, Pastor? No, the Bible is. And we are dumb. We need His wisdom. We need a shepherd. We are dependent. Sheep just don't go off. You know, you see the sheep with a stick over his back with a little kind of, I'm running away, a little bag. You know, I'm kind of leaving the flock. I'm going to go on my own. You know, good luck, little sheep. You're going to be devoured by afternoon. Sheep need the flock together. They need the protection of a shepherd. There's a lot of wolves and predators and dangerous things out there. And they have no defense. Sheep don't have horns. Sheep don't have fangs. Sheep don't have big sharp teeth. If you're in a dark night walking around and you're not going to freak out, right? If you're a roar, it's like, ha, 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 you run for your life. But when you think of sheep, you think of weak, helpless, defenseless critters, right? I mean, it just doesn't bespeak of strength or power, right? So we need God to protect us and God to watch over us and God to provide and to care for us. We all need a shepherd. And sheep have no sense of direction. Sheep get so easily turned around and lost. When I was in high school, I was a part of a future farmer's class. I had an agriculture class, and we had to deal with sheep, and we had to raise sheep, and I raised a steer. But I remember one rainy day, the teacher asked me to go out and try to get the sheep into the barn. I had this big barn, and we had about 30, 40 sheep, needed to get them into the barn. And I tell you, I spent hours and hours trying to get those dumb sheep into the barn, and I never did get them into the barn. I just walked away and said, you want to get wet and cold and rained on? Go ahead, you dumb sheep, and I walked off. Sheep just dumb animals. They lack direction. We need a shepherd. Now, the shepherd that we need is the Lord. And who is the Lord? Jesus. Write this down. John 10, verse 11. I am, Jesus said. Have a familiar ring to it. I am the good, what? Shepherd. The good shepherd, Jesus says, gives his life for the sheep. There you have it. And most Bible scholars will agree that the Lord, my Raha shepherd, is most likely fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus said, I am, matter of fact, seven times Jesus said, I am, I am, I am, I am. Not only the good shepherd, but the resurrection and the life. I'm the bread of God which comes down from heaven. I'm the door. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Every time Jesus used that phrase, ego, I am, I am, he was claiming to be the Lord Jehovah. So I am the good shepherd, or the shepherd, the good one, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You know, something kind of interesting about Psalm 23, it comes right between Psalm 22 and Psalm 24. I studied all week to figure that out. Psalm 22 is the psalm of the cross. All through that psalm, it opens up in verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And all seven of the utterances that Christ made from the cross as he hung and died are either found in Psalm 22 or the background for them is in Psalm 22. It's the psalm of the cross. Skip forward to Psalm 24. It's the psalm of the crown. Open up ye gates. Open up ye doors. Be lifted up ye gates, ye everlasting door. For the King of glory is going to come. Who is the King of glory? The Lord is mighty in battle. It's a psalm that's messianic and prophetic. It's a psalm that looks forward to the coming of Messiah when he will wear the diadem, the kingly crown, and he will sit upon his throne. But then in between Psalm 22 and Psalm 24 is Psalm 23. It's a psalm of the crook. So you have the psalm of the cross, psalm of the crown, and then the psalm of the crook, where he becomes our shepherd. And he leads us and he guides us into quiet streams and green pastures. He restores our soul. And even though we're walking through the valley of deepest darkness, we need not fear, for God is with us. The shepherd is our companion and our comfort. So I believe all we need is Jesus as that shepherd of our souls. In John 10, Jesus went on to say these words in verse 27 and verse 28, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Our relationship with Jesus, the good shepherd, is both intimate. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and permanent. I give to them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Sheep are helpless animals, desperate and lost without a shepherd to provide for them and protect them. Today, Pastor John explained how we are all like sheep. We desperately need Jesus as our good shepherd to show us how to live, provide for our needs, and protect us from the evil one. God, in his love, sent Jesus to be our good shepherd. He loves and protects his sheep as a good shepherd does.
Thanks for listening to Revival Radio today. If you live in the Southern California area, I'd love to meet you personally. We have Bible study and fellowship on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings. Find out about our church in Menifee, California. Check out our website, revival.tv, for service times and directions. Love to see you there.
The data is in. The social media feeds that we follow are the ones that matter the most to us. We know that Revival Radio is a big part of your discipleship, and we're so thankful for the opportunity to serve you. Have you checked out our social media pages? Revival.tv is the place to find all the links. That's Revival.tv.
Without Jesus, you're like a lost sheep. You go astray and wander. But as Pastor John will teach next time on Revival Radio, Jesus wants to bring you under His care. He longs to rescue you personally. He knows you and loves you. He wants to be intimate and close with you. So turn to Him and trust Him today. God wants to be your shepherd. He loves you so much and wants to lead you. That's all we have for today. Thanks for joining us for Revival Radio.